Yes, I do. I have an ICOM 7300, and I just got an antenna. I have a very small yard, and I couldn't run. I didn't really measure it. I should have measured it before I bought this antenna, but I don't think I can run a proper long wire. I don't have trees or anything, but I bought one of those diamond. What are they called? What's the number? Is it PV7B? It's like on the ground, and you put up. You got to push up the whips on it. It goes up to 22 feet. So I've been kind of experimenting with that at the moment.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a vertical antenna, yeah.
Roger, it's a vertical antenna, yeah. But I've been using, I'm a new ham, just a few months in, since maybe January, February. So I was using my old Antron 99 on 10 meters and 15. I was making some good contact when there was good conditions. I docked into Beirut, Lebanon. I got into Tokyo, Japan with it at about 85, 90 watts. Not too bad when conditions are running, but it's been really terrible on the propagation at the moment. We've got no conditions.
Yeah, from here to your place, it's a pretty good hop on NVIS, but you won't do the NVIS with a vertical. The takeoff angle is kind of low, and they're omnidirectional. So, they sell a loaded. My buddy Gary and his wife just got it's got two loads on it that are adjustable, and it's got telescopic whips on the end and these extender pieces and a tripod you can get for it. We run it on 40, and I had no problem getting into New York on 40 with 20 watts from a Zygu G90. And that thing does just about from 2 meters all the way down to 40. And it does a real good job at it, too. I was pretty shocked at how well it does. And it'll fold up, pretty much go in a backpack. The tripod, not so much, but the rest of it fits in a little case.